You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On TVNZ's Sunday program, reporter Kristen Hall exposed damning allegations of substandard living conditions and intimidating behaviour from emergency housing providers on Rotorua's Fenton Street, which is home to several motels used for this purpose. National has joined Te Pāti Māori yesterday in demanding an independent investigation into the millions of dollars the government has poured into emergency housing. For a local perspective, I spoke to Rotorua Mayor Steve Chadwick. What's been the impact of these motels on tourism in Rotorua?
Well, actually, tourism is continuing to grow, but the reputation of Fenton Street is definitely not helpful. Used to be a most welcoming street. It was called the Golden Mile, but we now have problems there that are very visible with empty shopping trolleys and fences and increased security. And that's not a good look for a visitor town when we're welcoming visitors. But actually, our forward bookings, Christina, are looking really good for conferences and events, and we've got plenty of good accommodation in Rotorua and still plenty of great things to see and do. So it is something that really must be tidied up, though, and we've been at government calling for help for the last 2 years, really. It was evident before COVID that we had a homeless population. They were sleeping rough and sleeping in the parks and in the streets. And when COVID happened and the tourism tap turned off, it seemed then an appropriate step to decently house people. But motels aren't a suitable accommodation for living, and you saw that on the Sunday program.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern signalled that this would be a trial run of sorts. Contracting motels to provide dedicated emergency housing was only a temporary measure to stop women, children from sleeping rough, sleeping in cars. Do you think that this has been a temporary measure?
Look, it was a good measure. It absolutely was. And getting women and children out from mixed-use motels with visitors and also other bad elements was a really good thing for women and children, and it was always only intended to be temporary. But the finessing now is how you turn off that tap for emergency accommodation and how do you turn the tap on for the visitor accommodation that is needed. So it was great that we got government support to sort out management support around some motels, but we've now got over 50 motels around that Fenton Street area, and so a perverse market has really risen where some motels that frankly wouldn't have survived during COVID, and they're dog motels, are actually now making a market out of those that need to be accommodated.
Yeah.
So we've got very blunt tools as a council to turn that off. A lot of people are saying, you're the mayor, just don't allow it to happen. Well, we've only got the Building Act and the Resource Management Act, and we're using what we can. But I think the call for more help to look into the support services and how they're managed around those managed motels is very necessary, but also extend it to those unmanaged motels and don't allow people with vouchers to be placed in accommodation that's substandard and not good enough for living.
The government has been accused of just throwing millions of dollars into emergency motel providers and walking away without any oversight, without any regulation. Now, National and Te Pāti Māori have called for an independent inquiry into this spending and how it has allowed this crisis to take place. Do you support an independent investigation?
I don't think an audit hurts. I heard Minister Woods last night saying that she will take client safety demands as a top priority and takes all concerns seriously. Actually, they started looking into it when they were alerted into some of the serious nature of the operation in April. So this isn't new. The Sunday program highlighted that this is a concern to us a concern to our wider community. They're frustrated. And they want to see, they'll see success is when the motels are shut down. But the challenge, Christina, is where do you put these people? And we're saying our manaakitanga, our hospitality extends to looking after our own, but not to others who come in with a voucher system and go to unmanaged motels. So the answer is to build your way out of it. And we've had a lot of support from government to get infrastructure funding so we can build more. We need 6,000 homes. So it's a very complicated issue. And you can only get out of this when you work with iwi, the community and government. And that's what we're attempting to do.
How would you want central government to work with iwi, with local government? Because obviously it's not just about emergency housing. You've got a wider homeless and inequality problem that's causing...
And poverty.
Exactly. Yep. So what outcomes are you hoping to see as a result of more collaborative work, I suppose?
So 2 years ago, we got a really good task force set up locally, and that involved MSD, MHUD, Kāinga and Council and Health. And they looked at the issues, did a report to government, and I want to see implementations of those recommendations. And one of them was don't open up the voucher system for those out of town. We've got a big enough problem with poverty, with our own people losing accommodation and needing to be decently housed. Let us sort that first, build our way out of it. But also you can't just keep throwing money at managing these uncontracted motels. That's not good money. I'd rather that money spent on building more houses here and stretching those targets. And those are our messages to central government. I would say it again, if this was an easy fix, and people see me as the face, as the mayor, you are the face of making all of this happen. This has been building up to a perfect storm with poverty, inequality, drugs and alcohol use, and the need for more houses because of the growth that we've had here in Rotorua. So we can only get out of this by working with government and iwi, and there is no quick fix. So we're going to need emergency housing for at least 3 to 5 more years.
That was Rotorua Mayor Steve Chadwick speaking about the emergency housing crisis in her town.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.